KUOW News.
There's another hot election race in Seattle's District 3, and campaign contributions are a big issue. Who took how much money from whom? And how's that money influencing a candidate's policies? It's the race between Seattle's only elected socialist, incumbent Shama Sawant, and challenger Pamela Banks. KUOW's Bill Radke got them into our studios this week. Here's Councilmember Sawant.
This is an election year, so you will hear every candidate professing their allegiance to the needs of the working class, needs of small businesses. But the reality is that a lot of that talk will translate to very little with candidates who are taking money in the shovelfuls from corporate entities. I mean,
do you include Pamela Banks in that?
Well, if you look at the campaign coffers of my opponent, she has taken money from corporate CEOs and executives to the tune of $140,000. She has taken money from Amazon.com, Alaska Airlines CEO, who vociferously opposed $15 an hour in SeaTac. And, you know, if you think of $15 an hour as a city issue and not a district issue, that is a mistaken view. 25%, over 25% of the people who live in the district make less than $15 an hour. This is important to them, I can tell you that.
And, okay, so since you bring up the corporate contributions to your opponent, Pamela,
I want to add one thing is, you know, if we're talking about small businesses, I really wanted to mention that actually I'm coming to this right after doing a press conference with small businesses, with artists and independent operators, with a really comprehensive small business program, which includes both commercial rent control, which small businesses really need, and also portable retirement accounts. You know, restaurant owners, local restaurant owners will tell you that portable retirement accounts managed by the city will actually help both the workers of restaurants and the restaurants themselves. So my question really is, you know, we've had a corporate bankroll council for years, for decades. What policies have we seen in favor of small business? Nothing. It's just rhetoric. So we need to make sure that voters understand who they're voting for. And I would encourage everybody to go to runforthemoney.org to see who you're voting for.
Okay. Pamela Banks, what do you want to say about money that you have accepted and whose interests you're looking out for?
So I'm going to say this, and I've said it before. I'm proud of all the people in District 3 and across the city that have supported my campaign, including many small businesses. So as Shama said, I've gotten money from CEOs. Well, a lot of those CEOs are small business owners in the district. Also, 45% of my contributions have come from inside the district, and only about 18% of hers have come from inside the district. She has a massive amount of money coming from out of state. So whose interest is, you know, she's really talking about here? I welcome anyone to go on Seattle Ethics and Elections and see where the money comes from. As people have maxed out on my campaign at $700 as individuals, they have maxed out on Shama's campaign, including people from Boeing and Microsoft and Amazon, the corporations that she continues to belittle and says they're bad for our city, when a lot of them are providing jobs, a lot of jobs in our city, and living wage jobs as well. And when you talk about people, her millionaire's tax, I know the city council asked the city attorney for a legal review of the millionaire's tax. I call on Shama to release that legal analysis. She's basing her entire campaign, paying for all these infrastructure needs and affordable housing on a millionaire's tax. And I think we deserve to know if this is an action item or if it's a fraud, if it's a false statement. And we haven't heard that. And we know there's a decision pending.
What would be false about it?
That it's not constitutional, that it's illegal.
I think
there's been a legal decision.
The fraud that is being perpetrated on voters is corporate bankrolled candidates going around saying that they're going to do something for working people, when people know all around the city and the country and the district, people know corporate money supports corporate ideas, you know. So at the end of the day, the reason we have a roiling affordable housing crisis in the city, the reason we have gang violence where young people of color, especially from the African-American community, have no support from the city is because this is not a priority. I mean, there's a difference between lip service and actual doing.
And
as far as millionaire's tax is concerned, you know, here's my challenge to all the corporate candidates and council members who say that this is not, this is not possible, that is not possible, this is not possible. You know, where do you draw the line and say, I'm actually going to represent the interests of working people and small businesses? Commercial rent control, you know, the state ban on rent controls is silent on commercial properties. So, as far as the language of the state law goes, it's completely legal to enact commercial rent control. So I invite candidates to come up to the litmus test of, you know, okay, so you don't want to do something that's presumably illegal, but how about something that's legal? An increase in B&O tax is legal by voter initiative. An increase in the business head tax is completely legal for transit. And that is something that Councilmember Licata and I have brought forward three times. And three times, corporate council members like my opponent, you know, if she were elected, what would they do? They would be an obstacle to all of that.
I don't see that.
Donations are concerned, you know, I have 2.5 times more donations than any other candidate. And
if corporate money supports a corporate agenda, does out of district money support an out of district agenda?
That's an artificial distinction. First of all, let me make it clear, because it's very misleading the way my opponent speaks. I have more than 200 more donations from the district than she does. And that just reflects the fact that an enormous number of working people who are fed up with a corporate agenda are extremely energized by our campaign, by my campaign, because it speaks to the needs of working people. And they have seen my record. And my median donation is $50. And I have to say, it's really unfortunate that my opponent doesn't actually understand or claims to not understand the difference between the Alaska Airlines CEO donating to her campaign and the baggage handlers donating to my campaign. There's a difference between workers donating and the corporate executives donating. There's a fundamental difference.
Let me tell you this. People in the district aren't talking about where the money's coming from. They are talking about public safety. They are talking about transportation. They are talking about having an open government and a city council person that's accessible to them. I just recently received the ERW endorsement because Councilmember Shama Sawant couldn't make the time to go see them. I've talked to people from the Northwest Minority Coalition that tried to meet with her around a project labor agreement. Again, could not meet with her. When she sits up there and says that I'm being bought off by corporate, if you look at my record, my history, I've spent my entire life in public service, working in neighborhoods, working on all these things that have been that are impacting our community right now, our city right now, in addition as a CEO and president of the Urban League, race and social justice, equity. It's the second oldest civil rights organization in this country. I've turned that organization around. We are doing housing, foreclosure and prevention education classes, home ownership classes, criminal expungement classes to help people, African-American people and other low-income communities stay in the district, stay in this city through those programs. In addition, job creation, putting people to work through jobs. So for her to sit up there and say, because I'm getting up money from this place or that place, that I'm not going to continue to do this work for the people and the citizens of Seattle, that's erroneous. And that's not true.
Urban League President and District 3 Challenger Pamela Banks, along with Seattle City Council Member Shama Sawant, they are running for Council District 3. If you haven't already voted, you have until Tuesday at 8 p.m. to turn in your ballot. Go to KUOW.org. For all of our election coverage.